This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
One thing that I don't know how anybody could, even if you're betting on the Eagles, even if you think the Eagles are winning this game, and that's fine. Like, if you think the Eagles are winning this game, it's not a crazy thing to say. They're a very good football team. It's a 1.5-point spread for a reason. But suggesting that the Chiefs could get blown out, that's where I do think you're a bit crazy. I bring this up because our Odyssey betting network, BetMGM network, was talking about the possibility of either team blowing out their opponent. This comes from yesterday. I believe their midday or afternoon show there on BetMGM Network. Listen to this.
I don't care what happened in the last Super Bowl between these two. A lot of people will say, oh, well, watch the last time they played. It was 38-35. Doesn't matter. Teams are different. Defenses are different. Coordinators are different in Philly. Really, the strongest point in this game is going to come down to how the Chiefs stop the run. But if the Eagles take the opening kick and put together a 12-play, 75-yard touchdown drive on the back of Saquon Barkley, and the Chiefs come out and go 3-and-out, punt the ball away, you know, this thing could get sideways. That's the other thing I keep hearing. Well, the Chiefs aren't going to get blown out. Why not? Why can't the Chiefs get blown out? For every time somebody brings up, you know, the Chiefs in the Eagles game, 38-35, why can't I just counter with Tampa Bay, Kansas City? 31-9. You know, what happens if Joe Tooney goes out of this game? How are the Chiefs going to block that defensive front with Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis? There's a lot of Kansas City can't lose. Kansas City can't get blown out. Why not? Why is that the case? The Eagles can get blown out. Oh, okay. But the Chiefs can't.
That was on BetMGM Network yesterday. Well, look, the Chiefs can lose this game. Absolutely, they can lose this game. I don't think they will. But using the, well, if the Eagles can get blown out, so can the Chiefs, and why is nobody saying that? You can reference the Bucs Super Bowl game all you want. The Chiefs' offensive line was completely decimated in that game. Before the game started, so you already knew that. Patrick Mahomes, and it's one of our favorite stats to always reference, Patrick Mahomes has only lost by one score, or more than one score, I'm sorry, five times. Four entering this season. The fifth happened in the Buffalo game in week 11.
When he lost by nine. Mm-hmm.
Five times.
The ball with 2 minutes to go. So.
He's played in, I think, is it 135, 140 games, something like that, at this point in his NFL career. Five times he's, quote unquote, got blown out.
But, you know, to say it, you know, to that guy, Sammy, I think is maybe what the
Twitch said. Yeah, I can't pronounce his last name, so that's why I avoided it.
So, Sammy P is what they called him over on
Twitch. Yeah, because his last name, I can't pronounce it.
So when you start looking, it's like, well, but one out of four times in the Super Bowl, you know?
Right.
25% of the time he gets blown out of the Super Bowl, it's delusional.
You don't blow out the Chiefs. I'm sorry.
It just doesn't happen.
If it happens, it's like you said, it'd be the sixth time in Patrick Mahomes' entire career. I just don't buy it. And then if we're going to, like, once I lost a little bit of like the, give a, what about the take there when I heard him say, well, what if Joe Tooney's out for the game? Well, yeah, no kidding. What if all of a sudden Saquon Barkley's out for the whole game? Then what happens? Like, I can play that
then
game.
Then Philly's going to get blown out.
Like, that's, I'd say we can't do that. If with any sporting event, if I say, it's the NBA finals and, 7 years ago, what if LeBron James is suddenly out for the finals? Then what happens to the Cavs or whatever? Like, well, no kidding. If Steph Curry all of a sudden was out, yeah, you're right. If Patrick Mahomes is out for the game, you're right, they're in trouble. If no kidding, like, what are we doing? You can't bring up injuries. What if so and so gets hurt in the game? Then what? We can do that in every sporting event for every player.
This is where our text line and Twitch are so good. He says it's Pantiotovich, by the way, is apparently maybe how this guy's last name is pronounced.
It's definitely not pronounced that way.
Really?
No, did you hear what you just said?
No. Is it bad?
You said Pantiotovich.
Maybe I read the phonetic spelling slightly different. Doesn't really matter. But when you look at it from, like, if you have to create a scenario gold in which the way they get blown out is, okay, here's his hypothetical, just to be clear. His hypothetical is they go down and score on an 80-plus yard touchdown. Then the Chiefs go 3-and-out. Then Joe Tooney is also hurt during that first drive for the remainder of the game, and the Eagles get on a score. Yes, I guess. If all four of those things occur to start the football game, the team will get blown out. If you're asking me how could the Chiefs get blown out, I do think an injury to the offensive line is probably a part of that equation. I don't really think if the offensive line, as it currently sits, stays healthy, unless Jalen Carter just has some Aaron Donald-type game against Mike Caliendo, that a blowout is possible. For the Chiefs, it's really not that crazy. If they hold down Saquon Barkley and the Eagles' passing game struggles the way that it has, well, then it's not that hard to foresee. I don't think it's a blowout either way, is the truth. I don't think the Chiefs are blowing
probably
out
not.
The Eagles, I don't think the Eagles are blowing out the Chiefs, but it's far less likely the Chiefs get blown out.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, is there a scenario as well where they to his point, they actually come out and the Eagles do pass well on the first drive, and then the Chiefs are like, oh no, they can't stop the pass, and then all of a sudden the Eagles are just effectively able to run the next drive, then the Chiefs are caught off balance. Yeah, that's a bad spot to be in. But I don't care if we're doing our picks for this game tomorrow, if we were doing this in week one, if my game prediction involves, well, if this player gets hurt, then they're screwed. That's not a game prediction. I'm sorry. It's just not. I mean, that's Cody. I like the Eagles to win if Mahomes gets hurt. That's my take. I mean, come on.
Or if Jalen Hurts goes out. Saquon or Cooper DeGene. And I'm not saying a player can't get hurt, but as you're starting to go into the game and create a narrative about how they could get blown out, you better come at least with some plan of what if they all play? Then can they get blown out? Then is it possible? How does the game play out that way? And still, like, we talked about this all the time. He never gets blown out, which is a whole other part of it. The Chiefs have trailed by 10 points or more in all four Super Bowls they've played, Gold. And what happened? They won 3 out of 4. They did get blown out in the one. And I know that this is going to sound like I'm putting the caveat, because he's like, the Eagles are going to blow him out. I know the final score of that game was 31-9, the Bucs game. But I will point out that even though that was the final score, it was inside of a touchdown in the third quarter with like 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Like, so it's not like they were just getting run out of the building in the first quarter, like he's talking about. Saquon gets the ball, then they just get to run it the rest of the time. I don't see it.
Yeah, so I just heard that and I was like, okay, pick the Eagles to win. That's not a crazy thing at all. It's just the blowout part of it. And acting like, why is nobody saying they can get blown out? Well, there's good reason why. It's just one time, five times Mahomes by blowout, and by NFL standard, more than one score is a blowout, right? We had that whole debate after the Cleveland game. Remember, people were trying to say the Chiefs didn't blow out Cleveland in week 15, 21-7. And they're like, no, that's a blowout by NFL standards. They won by 14 points.
The average margin of victory in the NFL is like 3 points. So if you beat them by 14, you have destroyed
by all means,
them.
Look, go take that alt line if you want on the Eagles to win by 10 or more points. You can get some good value on that if that's the bet you want to make.
I guess it's also like, you and I have never had that conversation this week, nor would I have that conversation this week, because in a Super Bowl, that's not what I care about anyway. I'm not trying to, like, this doesn't have to be the 49ers versus the Denver Broncos and it's 55-10. It's the Super Bowl. You don't get 1.5 rings or two of them because you beat a team by 45. It doesn't matter if Malcolm Butler picks the ball off in the final seconds of the game or you beat them 55-10. You hoist one Lombardi trophy, get a ring, counts as one championship. So, like, they're like, well, we could blow you out. Oh, you got me. Either win the game or don't. I don't care about whether or not the Chiefs are in a blowout. I'm trying to figure out how they just win a close game against Philly. I don't care whether or not I think they can blow out Philly.
It truly doesn't matter how it's done. More, I mean, we said that in the regular season, but for the Super Bowl, it's just kind of obvious. You know, just find,
it doesn't matter.
Just
it really
win,
matter,
baby. Yeah. Just win. Just find a way to win.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.